Democrat of the day-to-day is Maxwell Kaufman, the DFL candidate for 22A, the very southwestern part of the state. He's kind enough today to join us to talk about his campaign. Mr. Kaufman, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
My absolute pleasure. You are 22A. You are the southwest corner down there, correct?
Yes, we are the very southwest corner, including Lincoln, Pipestone, Rock, and Murray counties, as well as part of Lyon County. So we are far down there.
Well, it's far, but I actually want to recommend people to go down there because I will make an argument. Your district's one of the prettiest ones in the state. It has got these beautiful prairies that are down there, which are exceptional. And at this time of the year, it's gorgeous down that way. I highly recommend getting down to 22A.
Yeah, for sure. We have quite a few natural gems. I mean, Lake Chautauqua State Park, we have Pipestone National Monument, and then Blue Mound State Park down in Laverne, so I would agree.
Yeah, and I've been out there. The Pipestone area is just beautiful, so a perfect opportunity for you to go down to visit that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but let's start off this interview just by finding out who exactly is Maxwell Kaufman.
Yeah, so again, my name is Maxwell Kaufman. I am from the city of Fulda, which is in Murray County, a small town of about 1,300 people. I grew up there, went to high school there, and then I went to the University of Minnesota afterward, then moved away from southwest Minnesota for about 7 years for education and work. And then in 2016, I decided to move back to work in planning and development down here. And throughout the process of working with our communities, different cities, counties, school districts, I decided that now was the right time to run for state representative just because I had become more familiar with a lot of the issues that are facing residents and units of government in southwest Minnesota. And I felt like I had gained the insight and skills throughout my career to give back to this community that set me on the right foot.
You know, one of the things that we've heard, Maxwell, from a lot of outstate Democrats that are running is the feeling like, you know, people that obviously the election of Trump, it was a big impactor. A lot of people felt like this was going wrong. But one thing you hear is the people saying we've had representatives, Republican representatives here for year after year after year. We've got the same issues we need, transportation, education, broadband, you know, ag issues, that these are not getting dealt with. And it as one person said to me so eloquently a few months ago, they said, everything the representative did in my district, the Republican representative, was only what Kurt Dowd told him as Speaker of the House, not what the district needed. And that was her decision. That was why she decided enough's enough, I'm going to run. Is that a similar story for you, that the district is not getting represented very well?
I would definitely agree with that. One thing that people have come up to me and said, you know, on their own, I haven't prompted this discussion, is that they feel like their concerns are falling on deaf ears, and they are, you know, expressing their concerns through phone calls and emails to our current representative, and it's just not being answered. And I've had the same experience as a constituent. I've reached out and tried to make my concerns heard, and obviously we won't always agree because I am a Democrat and our representative is a Republican, but the very least that representative could do is at least acknowledge our differences and acknowledge what they are trying to do, but that's not the case. It's been going on for quite some time, this year after year silence, and I think that's something that I would like to do differently if elected, is be more of an advocate and a true representative rather than just a legislator who is not present in the community and goes to St. Paul every year. But other than that, is kind of invisible in the district.
The Maxwell Kaufman's joining us, Democrat of the Day. 22A is the district we're in right now. Let's talk about it. I'm presuming you've been out door knocking, talking to people. What are the issues that you're hearing that people want addressed in your district?
Yes, I have been out door knocking, and the biggest issue, unsurprisingly, is health care and the cost of health care. So that is definitely the number one issue with everybody who I've talked to, no matter what their background. I can talk to farmers, and the first thing they'll point to is health care. I can talk to, you know, blue-collar workers in some of our manufacturing plants, and that's the first thing that they point to. So that's definitely the big issue. I think one of the other things that has surprisingly come up a lot is transparency in the legislature and trying to find ways to work across the aisle, because right now what I'm hearing is constituents feel like nothing is getting done and we really need to go back to working together and finding a way to bridge those gaps rather than just playing political games of stalemate year after year.
You talk about transparency. There are so many people that are bothered by that omnibus prime bill, the Republican. What it was is, and there were plenty of things that came up in the legislative session, which were popular, which had Democratic and Republican support, had the governor saying he'd sign them, and Kurt Dowd and the Republican leadership basically just kept all those bills, put them into one to try to get very unpopular things passed, in their wish list, the 1,000-page omnibus prime bill. You're not the only district. By gosh, I mean, almost every district has said the same thing, that, isn't it supposed to be one bill, one issue per bill, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to pass this? And if it doesn't have the weight, then it doesn't do it? I mean, this is why I think people are turning on the Republicans, is because they're just, it's not about legislating, it's about their own personal agenda, which generally is not for Minnesotans, but the people that bankroll their party.
Yeah, for sure. And as you probably know, we already have a state constitutional provision that requires single subject bills, but obviously that's not being followed. And so I think that's been something that I've tried to bring up with people, is that this is something I would definitely advocate for in the legislature and try to get a little bit more consistency on these single subject bills.
I wanted to talk about another issue, and I don't know if you've heard that much about it, but obviously it is the issue of agriculture. The reports are that, people in the western, southwestern part of the state have been particularly hit hard by some of these ag trade policies that are out there. And regardless of whether the farmer is directly getting impacted by this, I mean, it's creating a lot of stress, because when your margins are $23,000, $24,000, $25,000 a year and that's it, you don't need your markets drying up and going away. I mean, that's suicidal. Is that something you've heard as well, that the farmers out there, that they're very concerned about where their markets are going at this point?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of concern about it. I think that the full effects are yet to be realized, but there's definitely a feeling of immense concern and hope that things will work out, but maybe a little bit of doubt that they actually will. So I think the full effects are yet to be seen, and so that's something that I'm definitely going to try to continue talking with people about as the weeks go by, even after the election.
And one of the things, I'm glad you're back in this district and you're running, because you have to have representation that not only understands the district, but does care about the district, as we mentioned earlier. And when you're looking at such a large farming community, and the impact of agriculture, and we talked about with the margins on a farmer, you talked about healthcare, we can talk about schools and referendum levies, which basically farmers really can't afford. There's a lot of issues that just don't get addressed correctly, because they have to have that point of view from the district. And if you've got a representative who's forfeit that ability and doesn't want to do it, that's not doing too well for 22A.
Yeah, and I think I'm glad you brought that up, because I think one of the things that has kept us from making some progress is the urban and rural divide, insofar as urban representatives and residents, not by any fault of their own, are really quite unfamiliar with what the reality of life is like out in rural Minnesota. And so I think we really need to have strong voices out there talking about what life is like, what the needs are, what the realities are when it comes to things like school bonding referendums, and the disproportionate burden it puts on people who are owning much larger amounts of land than the average city dweller. So
Well, actually, Maxwell, if I could step in here, because I think it's not nearly, I mean, you're right. I mean, there is a problem in St. Paul, well, especially when you have a political party in charge that doesn't really care about education in rural Minnesota. But when there is a misunderstanding about how funding has happened. This is something that has to be fixed. But it's not just rural Minnesota. The inner city schools desperately need a funding fix. They don't get funded. The entire system we have is geared towards wealthy suburban schools who can put a referendum them on any day, they feel good about themselves, they can pass it in a heartbeat, and it's done. And that's really what it is. I mean, the funding process is so broken, and it's not just a rural thing. It's failed in the inner cities as well. And the reason why is because the system in place only really works for wealthy suburban schools, and it doesn't work for anyone else.
Exactly. And I think that's something that rural and inner city communities obviously have in common, and it's something that people in power don't want us to band together on, because the moment that inner city communities that are struggling with those issues and rural communities that are struggling with the same issues band together is the moment where we make progress on that. And I think that the party in power uses a lot of social issues to divide rural and inner city communities.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully that's something that, as a rural Democrat, I can help bridge that divide.
Well, and I absolutely feel you're exactly right. There is a political party that feasts upon the fears that and stoking the fears of and the lack of trust between those two elements. You have to have someone who's going to work together, because the best bills that get written, my personal opinion, the ones that get written are the ones that are written from the rural perspective, from the metro perspective, and they're working together to find the best solution, because those bills work. I mean, I could make an argument. I know a lot of metro area Democrats that want broadband expanded in outstate Minnesota, and they want it everywhere because it makes for better business. That's not something that's universal to one part of the state, but it's something that's failed to get done because the Republicans don't want to fix it. And so getting you into St. Paul, getting the other Democrats in there, you can actually get that done. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
we've got 2 weekends. That's it. We got 2 weekends before Election Day. Once again, as I mentioned, Maxwell, 22A, very southwestern part of the state. It's a beautiful part of the state. It's a great place. People could go on out there, enjoy some of that fall color, some of that fall environment, and then help you out with some volunteering, donations, what you need in that district, right?
Yeah, for sure. We have a few door knocking days left, as you said. There are only 15 days left until the election. So we'll be out door knocking. We're trying to do some last minute media pushes out here, but definitely door knocking is the priority, as well as phone banking. So if people do want to get a hold of me, they can definitely do that through Facebook or my website, which is MaxwellKaufman.com.
Maxwell Kaufman, MaxwellKaufman, Kaufman, KaufMan.com. And once again, this is a huge district to door knock. Door knocking is the key, because there's a lot of places in rural Minnesota, they haven't had a Democrat, a DFLer knock on their door in years. Getting out there and knocking on the door, that's what's changing people's minds and realizing that the people they've been electing haven't been helping them. So getting out there, door knocking, 22A is a district we would love to have. So if you can get out and help Maxwell Kaufman in 22A, that'd be great. MaxwellKaufman.com. Maxwell, I'll link to everything a little bit later on. Thank you very much. I appreciate you being Democrat of the Day.
Thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure. Maxwell Kaufman is Democrat of the Day, 22A.